So fundamentally at the heart of the Enneagram is what we call non-judging awareness, the capacity to make known that which is hidden without having any judgment about it. That's not an easy thing, right? So just as a kind of a point of reference, think about awareness as light. Awareness is really just light. Light does not judge what it reveals. It simply makes revealed, makes known. So if I'm in a very dark room and there's lots of obstacles in that dark room and I want to get across that room, all the light does when I turn it on is it shows me where the obstacles are. The sofa isn't bad, it's just there. And once I know it's there, I can decide whether I want to sit in it, walk around it, or try to turn it upside down. But at least now I have choice. Whereas when the light was turned off and I tried to walk through that room, what I had was no choice. I would simply fumble around in the darkness, stub my toe, fall over things. And that is how our life can unfold often when we don't have that awareness of ourselves. And so this tool I'm about to show you is just designed to be a light. And that light has a dimmer switch quality. Over the 15 years I've been working with it, I have begun to see more and more and more and more of my type structure in me in ways that I never thought were there when I first started this. And so that's what's going to happen. Now, the thing to be aware of is as you do this work is judgment turns out the light. So when you feel, when you see something and you go, that's terrible about yourself, you see some part of yourself you don't like, you will automatically flip the light off because you don't want to actually see it. And when you can't see it, you don't no longer have choice. So that's why it has to be non-judging awareness, because you have to know in order to make a choice. So that's the big thing is non-judging awareness. Not an easy task, but an important one. And so the thing to keep in mind then is that awareness is the tool that creates freedom in us. And the last is that it all starts with a mirror. One of the best ways to become aware of yourself is to look in a mirror. And the Enneagram is one of those very tools. So with that, let's just talk a bit about the dynamics. First of all, the Enneagram, the word Ennea, is the Greek word for nine, and gramos is the Greek word for shape, so it is a nine-pointed shape. That's what the symbol is. That symbol, that's all that word means. And there are nine basic types that have been identified. And the purpose of this tool, as I said, isn't just to categorize us into, you know, baskets. It's actually designed to bring about transformation. It reveals to us both our greatest potential and our lowest expression of ourselves. And so it's a highly dynamic tool that brings about transformation. And so at the heart, the two words that sometimes get used are our essence, which is sort of like a diamond at the center of our being, and personality, which is sort of like the coal that has accumulated around the diamond that obscures the diamond in some cases. And the coal, in this case, is the personality. Personality here isn't, again, just preferences. It is your habits of thinking, behaving, and feeling that get in the way of what you most want in life. So the personality is our habitual patterns that are the Achilles heel. So what we're born with is a great strength. We got it as a gift. We're born into this world with that gift, and we're born with a shadow or an Achilles heel or a lot of coal. Now, over time, as you become more and more aware and non-judging in your awareness, you will begin to transform that coal over time into a second diamond. And that is where you get twin diamonds at the center of your being. One of them is a gift, and the other is earned or learned over a lifetime. And so at the heart of the Enneagram is this belief that whatever your greatest weakness was becomes your greatest strength. And whatever strength you were born with stays your greatest strength. You never lose it. So you end up with these two very powerful diamonds at the center of your being. That's what's possible in this tool and in this system. And as we make our way into describing the types before we get to that, I just want you to begin to think in threes. So you will see lots and lots of threes embedded in the Enneagram. And I'll start with the most fundamental set of three. And that is the three centers of intelligence. and here's what this means. We all come into this world with three primary modes, three brains, three ways that we apprehend information and knowledge about the world. And the first one is our head. That's the thinking center. That's the center we use to understand the world through reason, rationality, thinking. That's what that one is all about. We have our heart. The heart is where we apprehend information and knowledge about the world through our emotional experience. There's actually research that shows that the heart has an electromagnetic field 5,000 times bigger than the electromagnetic field of the brain. It extends out 5 feet in every direction. That's as far as the instruments were able to measure. It could extend further than that. And there are up to 40,000 neural cells in the heart, which are actual brain cells, but they're in the heart. So the heart is its own center of intelligence. It speaks and thinks in different ways. And then the last one is the body. The body is comprised of trillions of intelligent cells that are constantly doing things on our behalf and giving us information way beyond anything we could know or understand in our head. We couldn't direct our bodies to do things if we wanted to. And so the intelligence of this body is the action in the world. The body is the place where, and the gut is the place where commitment, behavior, and the presence unfolds. You know, the mind can live in the past and in the future. The heart can live in the past and in the future, but the body can only live in this moment. It cannot travel to the past or the future, at least to my knowledge. And so that means that the body is the center of intelligence that mediates and conducts us into the present moment. And so those are the three centers of intelligence. And you can actually do a little exercise that makes you aware of your thinking. What kinds of streams of thought are you having? What narratives are you telling? What are you imagining? You could tune into your heart center and ask, what kinds of feelings am I having right now? Am I bored? Am I indifferent? Am I stressed? Am I anxious? And then you can tune into your body and do a body scan and ask, what sensations is my body experiencing right now? In what parts of my body are these sensations coming? Because all of that is giving you guidance, information, and intelligence. So with that, in the next video, I'm going to start to walk through all of the 9 types. And the reason that I talked about the sets of 3 is that there are 3 head Enneagram types, there are 3 heart Enneagram types, and there are 3 body or gut Enneagram types, and that's how you get to the number 9. In the next video, we'll start talking about each of the types.